They won't give up. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. After the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner as part of a prisoner swap with Russia, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the work continues to free Paul Whelan, the U.S. Marine, who's been held since 2018.
This was not a decision that the president made lightly, but he believed it was the right thing to do to secure Brittany's release.
Jean-Pierre says Russia gave the U.S. no options. It was either Griner or no one. In exchange, the U.S. sent arms dealer Victor Boot back to Moscow. A contract FedEx driver is being held on bond in the death of a 7-year-old girl he hit with his delivery van.
Tanner Lynn Horner did not kill Athena Strand when he hit her with his truck. Police say it was afterward, by strangulation. And Horner confessed to it. He took police to where he dumped the little girl's body. Athena's mother, Maitland Gandy, expressed anger through her emotion.
I was robbed of watching her grow up by a man that everyone was supposed to be able to trust to do just one simple task, deliver a Christmas present and leave.
Horner is being held on a $1.5 million bond. Among the charges he faces, capital murder. Gandy calls for an investigation of how FedEx screens and hires contract workers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The El Paso County District Attorney says the suspect in last month's shooting at a gay club in Colorado Springs had charges dropped in a 2021 bomb threat after family members refused to cooperate. Legislation that gives federal protection to same-sex marriage is heading to President Biden's desk after it passed the House earlier today.
Today, Congress sends the Respect for Marriage Act to the president's desk, a glorious triumph of love and freedom.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, 39 Republicans joined every Democrat in voting in favor of the measure. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in Philadelphia announced the identity of one of the city's oldest cold case murder victims.
Police in Philly said the little boy found beaten to death in a box in 1957 is Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Since that time, investigators exhumed him twice to investigate his death. In 2019, they recovered enough forensic material that Captain Jason Smith says they were able to upload the boy's DNA to a genealogy database. That led them to some of his relatives.
Through further investigation and additional testing, the genealogists involved in this investigation were able to establish the identity of the birth mother of the unidentified child.
This then led to finding the birth record for Zarelli and eventually the identity of the birth father. Smith said they are not yet ready to say who killed the boy, but the investigation is ongoing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The New York Civil Rights Organization has sued the state's court system seeking to overturn a law barring people with felony convictions from serving on juries. Another state legalizes recreational marijuana.
It's now legal for adults to possess and use marijuana in Missouri, but that does not mean you can legally buy it there just yet or use it everywhere. Missouri voters passing a ballot measure this past November legalizing pot for anyone over 21. Medical marijuana was okayed by a ballot measure back in 2018, but there are some delays. Medical marijuana dispensaries in Missouri cannot sell for recreational use yet. People will eventually be able to grow their own, but you cannot apply for that until next month. Missouri does expect to issue 144 dispensary licenses by early 2025, with revenue estimates of $1.3 billion a year. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks ended the day higher but remained lower for the week. The Dow plus 183, the Nasdaq gained 123, the S&P added 29. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.